I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, September 22nd. This is Utah's Morning News. Tim Hughes is back tomorrow. In the meantime, I'm Sean Michael Lyle.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's warmer than yesterday, 73 degrees.
Not just waiting on some overnight construction on our roadways to reopen. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
President Trump is expected to sign a bill into law that creates a national three-digit suicide prevention hotline.
The bill was authored by a Utah congressman. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary.
Yeah, Sean, and that number, that three-digit number, is 988. This is something that's been in the works for 4 years, and getting support from both Republicans and Democrats made it happen. Representative Chris Stewart says different states have different phone numbers that have been hard to remember, but this changes everything.
If your house is on fire, call 911. If you need the police, call 911. If you're in the middle of a mental health crisis, 988 is going to get you help.
And he says that help can include someone to talk to or even advocates or a crisis team coming to your door. All those kinds of tools to help reverse the tragic trend of suicide. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We'll speak to Congressman Chris Stewart live at 6:45 about the suicide prevention bill.
Well, the governor is considering several possible intervention measures following last week's dramatic increase in COVID-19 cases. KSL TV's Matt Rascone reports the governor has already encouraged a mask mandate in Utah County.
It's been a struggle since the beginning of the pandemic. How should leaders respond to COVID-19 in their communities? The sheriff's office says this is a health issue and should not be criminalized. In the words of Sheriff Mike Smith, the real mandate should be to our elected officials to address the specific problem in the area impacted with a community-based approach.
Another measure being considered by the governor is rolling some counties back from yellow to orange pandemic status.
COVID-19 is affecting even more Utah schools. Details from KSL TV's Deanie Wimmer.
Corner Canyon now has 70 cases. Students are on a modified learning schedule, and the school became a COVID testing site. Yet pictures of private proms were sent to us, homecomings organized by Corner Canyon parents. The health department told me they understand these are a rite of passage, but spokesman Nicholas Rupp told me they hope organizers will plan responsibly.
Deanie says those pictures show multiple couples standing right next to each other, and they are not wearing masks.
The heat is back on today ahead of an expected Supreme Court pick later this week. KSL's top national stories this hour with Mark Jackson live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Sean, President Trump says bring it on if Democrats want to begin another round of impeachment to stall confirmation of a new Supreme Court justice.
I'm the only guy in the world that could get impeached for trying to fill a seat.
He was campaigning in Ohio last night. Democrat leaders have not specifically said they would use impeachment, but certainly have not ruled it out. Late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the Supreme Court building tomorrow and Thursday, always the trailblazer. She will then become the first woman ever to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday. A private burial at Arlington National Cemetery is held next week. Tropical storm Beta made landfall overnight on the Texas coast. This man lives on Jamaica Beach.
That's the most flooding we've seen here in about 10 years.
The storm has 40-mile-an-hour winds, dumping at least 15 inches of rain along the coast. And sexual solicitation charges are expected to be dropped against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft after a judge ruled video from a massage parlor cannot be used as evidence. About 20 men were accused of solicitation in Florida in early 2019. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The Louisville, Kentucky Police Department is canceling vacations and requests for days off in an apparent preparation for an announcement on whether police officers will be charged in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Police said yesterday that such requests were being canceled until further notice. Taylor was shot by police carrying a no-knock narcotics warrant.
Florida's governor is putting forward a bill that would cut funding to counties or cities if they defund law enforcement.
Standing with Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd and other leaders of law enforcement, Governor Ron DeSantis introduced the Combating Violence, Disorder, Looting, and Law Enforcement Protection Act.
If you throw a brick and hit a police officer, you're going to jail.
It would also increase penalties for harassing others, defacing monuments or public property, and if you come from out of state
to participate in one of these violent or disorderly assemblies, you're going to have extra penalties.
According to the governor, the act would prohibit state grants to any local government that slashes the budget for law enforcement services. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando, Florida.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Lots of smoke in the air for the start of the week. And right now it doesn't look like there are any storms on the horizon to change that.
It'll be nice to get a little bit of rain in here, but it looks like more of the same here, more dry weather. The temperatures will remain well above the average today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Then it's going to kind of settle back down to near normal stuff or average once we get into the end of the week and weekend. So highs back into the 70s for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Grant says by the weekend, our overnight lows will drop into the lower 50s.
Coming up on KSL, a familiar voice helped open the Death Star in Las Vegas last night.
And KSL traffic.
Looking a little bit busy in a couple of spots in Davis County. We're waiting on some construction to wrap up on northbound I-15 in Roy in particular. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:05.
A deeper dive on Washington politics. The birth rate on the decline in the United States. There is bipartisan support for a child allowance. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry. Weekdays, 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
If you're just joining us this morning, the autumn begins at 7:30 this morning, our time. KSL News Time is 5:07.
The Death Star is now open for business in Las Vegas. The new home of the Las Vegas Raiders has a familiar public address announcer. He is our own Tim Hughes with a big announcement last night at Allegiant Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Allegiant Stadium and the inaugural season for the Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders would like to thank MGM Resorts for being tonight's presenting partner for the 2020 home opener. Thank you, MGM Resorts, for your continued support of the Las Vegas Raiders. Tonight, the Silver and Black host the New Orleans Saints for a very special 50th anniversary broadcast of Monday Night Football.
Yeah, the Raiders.
He did such a good job.
Yeah, the crowd goes wild. Of course, it was an empty stadium, but the Raiders franchise is definitely embracing the nickname for their new Allegiant Stadium.
Welcome to the Death Star, where our opponents' dreams come to die, says Las Vegas Raiders owner Mark Davis, his nickname for the new Allegiant Stadium, right out of Star Wars. But it was the villains' HQ, no?
What went through my mind didn't go through your mind.
Head coach John Gruden.
I think it's a cool name for our stadium.
When asked about Death Star being a failed infrastructure project, owner Davis says, nah, not theirs. Chuck Severson, ABC Sports.
And it was a successful debut for the Raiders at the Death Star. Las Vegas took a third quarter lead on this touchdown catch.
Deadlocked at 17. Ingold set in front of Jacobs. Carr going to throw. Rolls right, wide open. Touchdown, Waller. Beautiful play.
Wow, after that first quarter, I wasn't so sure, but
yeah,
man, the Raiders held on to beat the New Orleans Saints 34-24 and are 2-0 to start the season.
KSL News Time is 5:09, and let's take our first look at traffic, and it's brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, what's up?
Well, we're starting off in pretty good shape on the freeway, I-15, heading from from Draper to Salt Lake. You've got about a 20-minute drive. It's a little bit heavy, I-15 northbound in Roy. I still see a lot of construction vehicles out on the freeway there, so we'll see that probably come and go during this hour before they get everything reopened. Going into Parley's Canyon, traffic looking good right now all the way to Park City. The mountains of Bear Lake are calling you to come enjoy the fall relaxing weather. Plenty of trails to experience and nature's beauty of changing colors that light up the valley. BearLake.org. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And boy, it's a lot warmer this morning than it was yesterday. Let's look at the forecast with you, Grant.
Have a good mix of sun and clouds today. Actually, a few showers going by this morning. Another slight chance of storms in the afternoon, but partly cloudy most of the day. It's going to be another warm one. High temperatures at 86. More sunshine, 86 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now we're looking at just a few clouds. 74 degrees, 74 in downtown Salt Lake.
Coming up in just a moment on KSL, we'll take an in-depth look at the FBI's efforts to combat voter fraud, not just nationally, but locally. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and at KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your car insurance with RightTrack, which rewards you for safe driving.
As the world's most careful driver, that's perfect. Now applying 2 pounds of force for acceleration.
You really
do. Turning in 0.3 miles and begin a deceleration.
With Liberty Mutual's RightTrack, you could earn up to 30% savings based on how you drive. Sign up at libertymutual.com/righttrack.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Discount on participating vehicles, base coverages only. Availability varies.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy.
If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time is 5:13. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Representative Chris Stewart's bill to create a national suicide hotline number is now on the way to the president's desk. He says 988 will save lives. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert is encouraging a mask mandate for Utah County, which has seen a dramatic increase in COVID-19 cases.
Third, early look at the roads brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, no crashes so far this morning. Just kind of waiting on some construction to wrap up I-15 in Roy. A little bit heavy northbound I-15 going from New Farmington into Kaysville as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, but a slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
74 downtown.
KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The United States nears a grim milestone. Nearly 200,000 Americans have lost their lives to COVID-19. On Friday, the CDC posted new guidelines for airborne transmission of the coronavirus. The next day, it quietly took them down. It also changed direction on the speed of a possible vaccine and on testing protocols. A tenured scientist with the CDC says this latest move was a mistake. ABC's Ann Flaherty is in Washington.
So, you know, was it a mistake? I've been covering government for 20 years now. There's a lot of bureaucracy. There's a lot of mistakes that can be made where people are trying to vet things and, moving the paper around and so forth. So it wouldn't surprise me if this was just a mistake, but because of what has happened in recent weeks, of course, we're going to be skeptical and we're going to ask some serious questions and wonder, how could this possibly happen?
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will make history on Friday when she becomes the first woman ever to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. President Trump moving ahead, naming her replacement, he says, by this weekend. Barricades have been set up in downtown Louisville, bracing for today's grand jury decision in the Breonna Taylor case.
Police in Louisville declaring a state of emergency as the department prepares for a decision to be handed down in the state's investigation into Breonna Taylor's shooting death. Federal buildings and other downtown businesses already boarded up. The police chief canceling all vacation requests within the department to ensure officers are standing by.
ABC's Megan Terizian, Tropical Storm Beta making landfall.
It isn't Beta's 45-mile-an-hour winds, but the storm's intense rainfall causing so much trouble, not only at the point of landfall near Matagorda Peninsula, but 60 miles inland in Houston, where Jaime Garcia helped a man out of his submerged pickup truck.
You're okay, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm fine.
You're safe, man. All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Houston firefighters say they carried out nearly 24 water rescues overnight, and the flooding threat from Beta is far from over. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
You're listening to ABC News.
The FBI says a lot of social media activity is again coming from other countries like Russia to try and hurt America this election year.
Agents both locally and nationally are investigating while asking for the public's help. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The FBI says election security is one of their highest national priorities. But to their knowledge, no foreign government has attempted to tamper with the vote count.
That being said, in the past, cyber criminals have been able to compromise U.S. voter registration databases. And I want to highlight it's in the past.
Special Agent Casey Harrington oversees the FBI Cyber Task Force in Utah.
We know that foreign adversaries, including Russia and China, would like to have an impact, an illegal impact on our American political processes. These groups may use cyber attacks to target election infrastructure or political campaigns.
And the FBI works to prevent this by collaborating with state and local partners in Utah. Paul Hartel is the special agent in charge in Salt Lake City.
The three main issues we are investigating are cyber attacks on political campaigns and government infrastructure, secret funding or influence operations to help or harm a person or cause, disinformation campaigns on social media, platforms to confuse, trick, or upset the public.
And the FBI can investigate the cyber attacks and secret funding, but they know people can help them this election season when it comes to being online and on social media.
Be aware that social media deception and foreign influence operations exist. Our adversaries want to have an impact on our election. And two, be informed. Know the origin of the information and seek multiple sources to make informed judgments.
The FBI also investigates voter fraud and ballot fraud, civil rights violations, and campaign finance crimes. Special Agent Drew Scown says if you try to test the system by attempting to register again, that's voter fraud. Voter buying schemes and trying to vote in someone else's name, that's also fraud. And Scown says it is a civil rights violation to try and suppress the vote.
A threat of violence or economic harm. So, for example, threatening someone if they vote or if they don't vote a certain way. This would also be efforts to prevent qualified voters from being able to participate in the election.
Campaign finance crimes include excessive contributions, straw donor schemes, prohibited sources, and abuse of campaign funds. Scown says maintaining the integrity of the election is critical for our government to function. In the end, if you know something illegal is happening, or if you are concerned something looks suspicious, just report it to the FBI. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Such good reporting. I've heard that there are even counties in the country where you can go and watch.
Yes.
Election officials comparing signatures, taking ballots out of envelopes.
I've done that.
Going through the process. Have you done that?
Yes, I have. When I first got into radio, I went to the city hall, the basement of city hall. They tallied the elections. I wrote down the results. I went back to the radio station where the candidates for mayor were. I was a 19-year-old kid, and I walked in and I said, "Congratulations, you're the new mayor."
Oh, wow. What a fun thing.
We did it live on the air. Yeah. So, yeah, being as open as possible is the key to the number one priority, which is we, the people, having confidence that the election was done properly.
Right. That's also good information to learn that attempting to vote twice
is
a felony. This is you know, election fraud.
Regardless of what the president may have said.
Yes, right. thank you for that, Mary. Excellent reporting. The in-depth at 15 and 45, 519. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Good morning to you, Andy.
Good morning, Amanda. We start off with traffic in good shape through Salt Lake County on I-15. It's a little bit busy 56th West over waiting for a freight train. And when I say busy, it means nobody gets to go past it. So California Avenue over to Bangor is your route if you're in a big hurry. Otherwise, you're just going to have to sit. Traffic through Davis County was looking a little bit slow in the construction up in Roy on the northbound side. At the moment, I don't know if it's just because traffic is light or if they've reopened the lane. It's tough to tell in the camera, but I don't see any delay at the moment. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And it's Grant Wayman with our 7-day forecast. Grant.
Mix of sun and clouds, slight chance of thunderstorms, and 86. Tomorrow we'll get more sunshine, also 86, and still warm on Thursday. We'll see sunny skies up to 85. Cools down on Friday, though. 76 will be the high and lots of sunshine. And it's cooler for the weekend. Saturday, 74, mostly sunny. Up to 77 on Sunday and 79 Monday. More sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me check and see what it's so much warmer this morning than yesterday. What, 20 degrees warmer?
Yeah, I know, quite a bit. It's 74 degrees.
74 degrees. I read this morning about a man named William Cruz, who was a person who worked for the National Institutes of Health and also was the managing editor of a right-leaning website called Red State, mm-hmm. where he worked under the fake name Strife, Streiff, who's just retired. You know, you can't work for a government agency as a spokesperson and also work for a political organization and demean the government agency that you're working for. This is true regardless of the administration, regardless of political party. So that's what he was doing. He was demeaning Dr. Fauci, saying horrible things about what Dr. Fauci and his group were doing mm-hmm. under this Red State, organization. Yeah. And so he stepped down. You're familiar with this.
Yeah, I know. But the beauty of it is, of course, is that I think it didn't work. I think that we still have confidence in Dr. Tony Fauci, that he's just a science guy and that's it. So
yes,
but still,
one would hope.
Yeah.
In June, he wrote, "I think we're at the point where it is safe to say that the entire Wuhan virus scare was nothing more or less than a massive fraud." Yeah, that's what he wrote while he was working for the agency that Dr. Fauci worked for.
Well, you know, when people check out at the end of the day, I mean, they have certain rights, but then,
when you work for
when you step over those rights, you got to be careful of that.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, just one of the many stories that we're following this morning here on Utah's Morning News.
Ciao, Mr. World here, on the world's most scenic road trip. Oh, the views are superb, magnifico. You know, kind of like the designer styles at Eyeglass World. Yeah, they got hundreds of designer styles for hundreds less. And their same-day service? Mwah! Bellissimo!
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
This pattern report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Hey, guys. Alex and Scott here with Big O Tires. We've been talking about Big O Tires all year, and you know what? This is a great time to get a great deal. Right now through October 11th, save up to $150 off of Big O brand tires. Big O, locally owned and operated. They're ready to serve the community here, and they've been doing it for a long time. Big O's taking all the precautions right now, Scott, keeping people and their customers safe, including wearing masks, sanitizing vehicles, even have contactless drop-off and pickup available.
That's awesome. Big O is more than just tires, though. Come in for brakes, fluids, batteries, alignments, oil changes, and more. Big O wants to keep you and your family safe on the road this fall. So come in for the Fall Healthy Car Special, just $49.95.
Wow.
You know what it includes, Alex?
Tell me.
Conventional oil and filter change, tire rotation, fluid check, lube chassis, alignment check, multi-point vehicle inspection.
That's a lot of stuff there. So just go in any of those 42 locally owned and operated locations. Logan to Beaver, all the way through October 11th, get that $150 off that Big O brand tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. BigOTires.com.
Well, there's more than a kernel of truth that we're at home watching movies in the era of coronavirus, but the popcorn industry not exactly popping at the news. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson, that story brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Sean, the shutdown of movie theaters isn't just affecting Hollywood. It's hitting in America's heartland as popcorn farmers are sitting on mountainous stockpiles that cost money as they have to rent silos to store all those unpopped kernels. This farmer tells the Indiana Farm Bureau he grows butterfly and mushroom-style popcorns.
And the mushroom actually pops round, and they use a lot of the round popcorn in the movie theaters, especially in China.
But not these days. Sales of microwave popcorn has actually surged in the pandemic, but that is not helping those who grow the theater style. Live from the KSL News National News Desk, I'm Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money Now brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says that many mid-sized U.S. businesses are now able to borrow from banks again. He says so far around $2 billion have been paid out as part of the Fed's Main Street Lending Program.
The hotel industry is asking Congress to get moving on a second stimulus package. Roughly 74% of hotels say they'll have to lay off more employees without another round of government aid.
KSL Drives. The Detroit Auto Show says they will go forward with plans to hold their show at the end of this month. It will be the largest auto show taking place this fall now that the L.A. show is moving from November to May.
And your money at this moment, looking at the Dow futures, it's about where it started yesterday, which was a miserable day, 27,053. The S&P is bumping up a couple of notches, 6 points to 3281. And the NASDAQ also looks to gain more than 0.5% at the opening bell at 7:30. That's 62 points to 11,051.
If there's anything interesting going on, we will talk about it here on Utah's Morning News, and we'll check your traffic and weather together. That's next here on KSL News Radio.
Your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the latest breaking news the minute it happens, plus traffic, weather, sports, and more. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Bring us home with you, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 529, and we get an early look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, right now, things looking pretty good as you head through Utah County. No construction-related delays in Lehigh right now. All full speed limit through the Salt Lake Valley. People are waiting for a train to cross the road. No traffic getting by northbound 56th West after California Avenue. And then in Davis-Weber County, at least for now, no delays in either direction of the freeway. Head to Logan now. Leaves are turning red and orange in the canyons. Check out live performances of Forever Plaid and the Taffetas with social distancing. Visit ExploreLogan.com for hot getaway deals. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And what do those temperatures look like for today, the first day of fall? Over to you, Grant.
A few showers going by early this morning along the Wasatch Front. Mix of sun and clouds. Slight chance of afternoon storms. And high temperatures at 86. More sunshine. Still warm tomorrow. 86 again. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It's 74 degrees.
Freight train blocking traffic, 56th West, 800 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
President Trump is preparing to nominate a new Supreme Court justice by the end of this week.
A top Senate Republican says they have enough votes to confirm. Our live team coverage begins with ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington.
President Trump overnight at a rally in Ohio, relishing the opportunity to fill another seat on the Supreme Court.
Who would like to see a woman justice of the Supreme Court? Who would like to see a male justice of the Supreme Court?
He's already promised it will be a woman, and he is expected to announce his decision at the end of this week.
Meanwhile, a top Republican says there are enough votes to confirm the incoming nominee. Mark Jackson has more on the Supreme Court and the rest of our top national stories live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Sean, Senate Republicans say they do have enough votes to confirm a replacement for late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg before the November 3rd election.
The nominee is going to be supported by every Republican in the Judiciary Committee.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham on Fox News. Protesters have been gathering outside the home of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who would make it all happen this week. President Trump has met with Appeals Court Judge Amy Coney Barrett this week, considered the favor to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mr. Trump says he expects to have that choice made by the end of the week. Louisville, Kentucky police preparing ahead of a decision on whether or not police officers will be charged in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who represents Taylor's family, says either way,
we've only wanted transparency and the truth to come out.
Taylor was shot by police on March 13th, and a federal judge dismisses a lawsuit from President Trump's reelection campaign challenging Nevada's new vote-by-mail law, saying the campaign failed to show how it could be harmed by the law that calls for mail-in ballots to automatically be sent to all active voters prompted by the coronavirus. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top stories on the coronavirus.
Following last week's dramatic increase in COVID-19 cases, there have been calls for a mask mandate in Utah County. But Sheriff spokesperson Spencer Cannon says this is a civil issue, not a criminal one.
There's a better way that it can be handled besides throwing the police at the problem and issuing tickets and making arrests.
Cannon says enforcing a mask mandate would take deputies away from their other duties.
A Utah State University lecturer has a new video with tips to stop a mask fight before it begins. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary.
Sean, they made this video to help professors, mainly if a student comes to class not wearing a mask as required. But this can help so many more people in these conversations. Claire Canfield is a lecturer and certified mediator, and here he outlines a way to do it.
You know, I notice you're not wearing your mask today, and I'm not sure if that's because you don't want to wear one, or maybe it's because you forgot it. and then ask for clarification. What's going on? Or can you help me understand?
Canfield says conflict stems from people's values, which can bring up strong emotions. He says start with openness and humanize the other person. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
BYU quarterback Zach Wilson says he got COVID-19 over the summer, but has since recovered. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, it's back to regular scheduled programming for the Cougars this weekend as they welcome Troy to Lavelle Edwards Stadium on Saturday for their home opener. It comes after the team had to postpone its game against Army last week after some athletes tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, we don't know which players were impacted by the outbreak, although quarterback Zach Wilson has made it known that he wasn't involved. The junior starting quarterback has admitted to testing positive for coronavirus over the summer and is currently on the 90-day exempt list. His exemption is set to end next week when BYU faces off against Louisiana Tech. Wilson says his symptoms were never severe, and he believes he contracted the virus when getting together in a neighborhood with a bunch of football guys. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Football returns to Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo this weekend.
A lot of Cougar fans getting excited about the big football game coming up this weekend. I tell you what, it looks like sensational weather for a football game on Saturday afternoon with temperatures topping out in the middle 70s. So for the evening, temperatures cooling down. It'll definitely be blanket and jacket weather as we head into the evening hours.
Grant says before then, our temperatures remain a little above normal with a high today, tomorrow, and Thursday in the mid-80s before falling into the 70s for the weekend.
And coming up on KSL, movie and TV production in Hollywood is getting underway again.
And KSL traffic.
Speeds on I-15, good for now. See how we go as we get closer to 6 o'clock with all the construction reopening. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 5:35.
Think you know the story? Think again.
We're not seeing real debates in front of the American people.
Both sides. What are you afraid of?
Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Schedule a service right now online with a Gephardt-approved company, a company I trust with my $1,000 guarantee. I trust Davenport Foundation Repair.
You know Davenport Foundation Repair as the local experts in foundation repair, but did you also know we waterproof basements and crawl spaces, lift uneven concrete, and protect that concrete with a lifetime sealant? Davenport Foundation Repair, 866-9-LIFT-UP.
I trust ESCO.
Hi, this is Aaron at ESCO Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electric. Listen to what we've got for $49. Air conditioner tune-up, drain clear with camera inspection. We go beyond satisfaction to customer delight. Call today, be comfortable tomorrow. 855-ESCO-NOW.
I trust Sierra West.
Hello, I'm Tim Branscombe, founder and president of Sierra West Jewelers. We are the largest in the state at making custom rings. We make over 200 to 300 every month. SierraWestJewelers.com.
Schedule a service right now at GephardtApproved.com.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal. Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team. But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
And if you're just joining us on Utah's Morning News, 1 week from tonight in Cleveland, the first presidential debate. KSL News Time, 5:37.
Food banks are feeling the crunch as the holidays loom, and they are asking businesses to help.
COVID-19 canceled two of their donation efforts earlier this year, says Karen McCandless, Director of Community Action Services and Food Bank in Provo. But she says that doesn't mean the drive still can't happen. She says the corporate food drive that works with employees competing against each other can be very effective and doesn't have the potential spread point of a big public meeting spot. So she's asking for businesses for help with the holidays coming up, along with an expected 25% jump in food need. McCandless says go to communityactionprovo.org for tips on how to get your drive started. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake Chamber has launched the free Road to Recovery online dashboard to help businesses track things like retail sales and the unemployment rate. Chamber CEO Derek Miller tells KSL TV they also want to make you comfortable enough to go shopping again.
So it's one thing for a business to be safe, to have its doors open, but it's another thing for that consumer to feel safe and to walk through those doors. So we want to increase consumer confidence, which we know will help us in our economic recovery.
He says consumer spending makes up 70% of our economy.
It looks like TV and movie production is bouncing back in Hollywood. The unions representing production workers have reached a deal with the major studios on how to ramp up production during the pandemic. It comes after months of talks. The deal calls for mandatory and comprehensive use of personal protective gear, regular testing of cast and crew members, and a coronavirus supervisor on set. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So you have a script supervisor and you have a coronavirus supervisor.
Do they have a coronavirus supervisors union, though? That's what I want. Yeah, they will, by the end of the day.
5:39, now let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and back to you, Andy.
And right now, traffic on I-15 is looking good in the construction zones of Lehigh and Roy. It looks like they may have wrapped up for the evening. I've seen a lot of the construction vehicles leave at the Roy site. Don't see any delays on the freeways in Salt Lake County, but 56th West, a train has the road blocked at 800 South, and the northbound delay is stacking up if you don't turn at California Avenue. You're just going to have to sit and wait. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how does the first day of autumn get underway? We ask Grant Wayman in the KSL Weather Center.
A few showers going by this morning. Partly cloudy most of the day and warm, 86. But another slight chance of storms in the afternoon. And then more sunshine, 86 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 74 degrees with a few clouds here and there in downtown Salt Lake.
After we learned more about the shooting of that 13-year-old autistic boy, we are now learning more about what the crisis intervention training is for police officers in Utah. We'll have an in-depth report on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and at KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's All Day Companion for News.
For nearly a decade, Universal Men's Clinic has specialized in treating ED and low testosterone with customized treatment programs that deliver a high success rate. For your convenience, we now offer telemedicine appointments. You can now safely and easily connect with our medical team anywhere you have internet access. We are confident we can medically improve your ED or low testosterone, or we will refund your money. Universal Men's Clinic remains committed to serving as your trusted medical partner, and you can be confident in making us your first option for ED and low testosterone treatment. It's guaranteed. Choose an in-person or telemedicine consultation to receive our renowned personalized medical care. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com. Universal Men's Clinic. Convenient, affordable, and guaranteed.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve.
willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
You can send us a text anytime you'd like to, if it's safe for you to do so, and comment on a news story or just say, good morning, Sean and Amanda, how you doing? Or you could say that you heard Tim last night on the Monday Night Football. I could hear him just vaguely in the background. I thought, that's my partner. I can hear him in the background just vaguely. If it's safe for you to do so, it's the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That's 57500.
KSL News Time, 544. The three things you need to know this hour. First, President Trump expected to sign a bill into law that creates a national suicide hotline. The bill creating the 988 emergency number was authored by Utah Representative Chris Stewart.
Second, following last week's dramatic increase in COVID-19 cases in Utah County, Governor Gary Herbert is calling on county leaders to take action, including a potential mask mandate.
Third, pre-dawn look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy in the traffic center.
Speeds on I-15 getting a little bit slow now, northbound in Roy, just in the construction area where I thought. And traffic busy on 56 west. Nobody getting by past the freight train at 800 south. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL traffic center.
A lot of sunshine today, but a slight chance of thunderstorms. High temperatures 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
74 downtown.
KSL's top national story.
President Trump moving quickly to name a replacement for Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, telling a crowd in Ohio.
The only thing I'll say for the women, it will be a woman.
Joe Biden telling Green Bay, Wisconsin, ABC News affiliate WBAY, he won't say who he would nominate, at least not right now.
Because if I'm elected and enough Republicans screw up the courage to say, let's wait till the election is over to see who wins, if I have a pick, they wouldn't get a hearing until sometime in at the end of January, beginning of February.
Storm surge and rainfall combining to bring more flooding to the Texas Gulf Coast. Tropical Storm Beta making landfall late last night. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Police officers in Utah are mandated to go through crisis intervention training. But how are the different departments doing when it comes to getting their officers trained?
This type of training is now in the spotlight after a 13-year-old autistic boy was shot by officers in Salt Lake City. We get the story from KSL TV's Brittany Glass.
Where's your remote?
This is Carson Smith.
Hey, hi. Oh, nice wave. There you go.
Also known as Man Cub.
I call him 95% teddy bear, 5% grizzly.
He's 22 years old and diagnosed with autism. Mom Cheryl says he's severely affected and is nearly nonverbal.
He has these really extreme behaviors where he hurts himself. This is where he gets frustrated and bangs his head through the sheetrock. And he'll hurt me.
Cheryl describes herself as absolutely pro-police, but even when Carson has hurt her...
I wouldn't call the police because I don't know what I'm going to get. They certainly have reason to be concerned or intimidated or not know how to handle the situation because every person with autism is different.
That's why the Autism Council of Utah has been working on autism-specific training for law enforcement.
Get on the ground! Knock it off! Back to you guys!
That training is now in the spotlight after police shot 13-year-old Lyndon Cameron.
We are facing a mental health crisis in this country with a void of resources for those in crisis. And make no mistake, this is a crisis.
Autism is a small focus of Crisis Intervention Team, or CIT, training in Salt Lake, a 40-hour training course outside the police academy that teaches officers how to respond to those experiencing crisis and mental illness. A KSL investigation in July found that although CIT training is mandatory for Salt Lake officers and all new recruits receive it, that doesn't mean every officer is trained. Our investigation revealed almost 75% of officers in that department had ever received the training. But only about two-thirds of those officers had kept their certification current. Detective Joseph Taylor runs CIT training for Salt Lake City PD and says recertification is a challenge.
When people take time off to even go to training or do that, it takes a big chunk out of their ability to respond to things.
Still, Taylor maintains CIT is a priority in Salt Lake.
It's a work in progress. There's always new and better information coming out. There's always, you know, things we can learn, things we can do better.
Hey, please, stop running!
Those lessons will be critical as police weigh what happened when officers shot Lyndon Cameron.
Is this a poor reflection on the culture at the Salt Lake City Police Department?
That's a tough question.
I fixed that one.
As for Cheryl Smith, she believes as long as police respond to these calls, training has to change.
We can start with more training, intense training, autism-specific. I would love to see it be mandatory.
That's exactly what State Representative Steve Ellison says he wants, mandatory CIT training for every law enforcement officer in Utah. Ellison plans to introduce that legislation next session.
And, of course, that was from KSL-TV, Brittany Glass reporting there.
The In-Depth at 15 and 45.
And KSL, taking a look at KSL traffic at 549, and it's brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy Farnsworth, in the KSL Traffic Center.
And right now, traffic is a little bit busy northbound as you go up from Sunset into Roy as we wait for the lane restrictions to be pulled off the freeway going up towards Riverdale. Not nearly the problems that we had yesterday in Riverdale, though. 5600 West, the freight train blocking the road, so no traffic getting by between California Avenue and 700 South. People using all those as alternate routes to get over to Bangor Highway instead in order to get around it. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's look ahead at the 7-day forecast and see when those temperatures change. Back over to you, Grant.
It's a sun and clouds, a few scattered showers this morning, and more storms possible in the afternoon. High temperature 86. We get more sunshine tomorrow, also 86, and then sunny and warm on Thursday with a high of 85. Cools into the upper 70s, mid-70s for the high on Sunday, or rather Friday, again, with plenty of sunshine. And cooler for the weekend, highs in the 70s both Saturday and Sunday. A lot of sunshine expected, upper 70s the high on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 74 degrees. You know, the one mother said in that report, as long as police continue to respond to these calls, I wonder who else might respond to those calls. So let's say you have an autistic son or a son who has mental illness of some kind, but he's large enough to potentially be a threat to his parents or to himself or someone else. So you would need someone who could come with strength, but who would be trained in a way that perhaps a police officer wouldn't be.
Well, yeah, we have that new suicide prevention hotline, which is going to be coming into effect. Is there something along that lines where you do have people who specialize in dealing with mental health crises?
Right.
You know, so
that would be such an amazing thing. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, the hospital where they help people who are in crisis, in mental health crisis. Would there be people there who were strong enough to help? You know, it would be a different situation for a girl than for a boy because of the strength situation.
Think of orderlies, for example, at a hospital.
Right.
When you have a fire, you call the fire department. When you have a crime, you call the police. And when you have a mental health crisis, it seems like there should be somebody else to call. That definitely makes sense. And like I say, the orderlies, the people who can hang on to the person, who can constrain the person so they don't hurt themselves or others without having weapons.
And would there be enough of them that they would be available?
Yeah, especially these days. So many tough questions.
Interesting. Coming up next on KSL, we'll take another look at your money news here on Utah's Morning News.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, loyalty, listeners, and results go hand in hand. Just ask Greg Bedenson from Replenish Landscape and Garden.
Well, KSL reaches hundreds of thousands of people along the Wasatch Front, and the main reason they got us started there was the greenhouse show, and of course we're in the nursery or greenhouse business. We've had the business for 17 years. It's grown each year. We started advertising with KSL in the second year, and our customer base has expanded each year.
With current events happening right now, has consistency in your advertising plan helped?
The consistency is helping. We have found that this year, with many people stuck at home, they are looking at their yard and garden and we're having the best year ever and continue to expose to a greater audience.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811.
Don't miss Siegel Books' Celebrating Sisterhood event all day Friday and Saturday. Receive a free gift with every purchase during this incredible two-day sale. Get the 3-inch Krista statue, just $3.99. An all-clearance price Sweet Salt clothing will be an additional 20% off. Drop by Siegel Book or enjoy this sale online all day Friday and Saturday. Get your free gift with every purchase in person or online. Either way, don't miss celebrating sisterhood at Siegel Book or SiegelBook.com.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Hollywood's unions have reached an agreement on pandemic protocols at picture studios that'll allow the broad resumption of production of films and television shows. The plan requires frequent coronavirus testing and the use of personal protective gear on set.
Disney says they want to make Mondays a little better by launching Mando Mondays. That means each Monday until December 21st, they'll be releasing new Mandalorian merchandise, ranging from toys to clothing and books.
KSL Drive's Fiat Chrysler says their new assembly plant near Detroit is near completion. The $1.6 billion facility will add over 3,800 jobs.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. And the futures markets are up this morning. The Dow futures up just 14. The S&P futures up 7.4. That's a 0.25%. And the NASDAQ futures up 52.7. That's just shy of 0.5%.
It's time for Cougar Tracks. And here's Mitch Harper.
The novel coronavirus pandemic has impacted all walks of life, including for BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. Wilson on Monday revealed that he tested positive for COVID-19 this past summer. He shared what his personal experience was like having the virus.
You know, honestly, for me and the other guys that had it, it was just like a cold, you know, minor symptoms and, you know, just tired, fatigued, all that kind of stuff. You know, so for us, it was nothing crazy. You know, it was 4 days and we were ready to go again. So it was not bad.
Wilson, like everyone else on the BYU football team, continues to be tested 3 times a week with saliva-based testing as they prepare to return to action this Saturday against the Troy Trojans. For more on this story and the latest with BYU football, check out KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
What would you say if you could get a Carrier furnace for free? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd say yes, please. But before you get too excited, let me explain how it works. As a Carrier authorized dealer, we buy so much equipment each year that we get the best prices. We also feel like we have the best HVAC techs around. Now, we want to keep our great people and our great pricing from the factory. But September's a slow month for us because the summer's pretty much done and the cold weather hasn't hit yet. So we set aside money for this free furnace promotion to help keep our guys busy. Now, this is great for you if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and your AC, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace just for the labor to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. This is only good through September, so if you think you might be interested, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services, and we'll schedule one of our HVAC supervisors to come to your home and answer any questions you have. Call Any Hour Services at 801-444-4444. 443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now, 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
Summer is behind us. The colder fall and winter months stretch out ahead. Traffic is starting to back up a little more. And the 2020 election will be here before you know it.
I approve this message.
The next few weeks are a time to stay dialed in. So stay informed. Ask Alexa each morning. Play KSL News Radio. And join us here, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at that early morning commute, which is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, so far we've been okay for the most part. We've got traffic a little bit busy in spots going north in Roy, but it looks like that is in the final cleanup stages of the construction there. For those of you taking the freeway in Salt Lake and Utah County, for now I-15 looks good. And it does look like the train has finally crossed 5600 West, so hopefully that delay will clear out shortly going north between California Avenue and I-80. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
And we have 74 degrees, a few clouds, and it looks like even though summer ends here in 7:30, it's going to hang around for a couple more days with highs in the mid-80s.
It's interesting to be talking about Congress and not be talking about President Trump. We're talking about the new suicide hotline. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that Representative Stewart is taking to the White House.
All day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all day companion for news.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.